Okay, tonight we're going to continue our discussion of Hilchos Taras HaMishpacha, Hilchos Nida. We left off last time with in the middle of a discussion of Hafsek Taira. Hafsek Taira, of course, is which we spoke about is when a woman does a bedika prior to beginning her Shiva Nikiyim, her seven clean days. Halacha, she makes Hafsek Taira. And we just touched briefly on what she will see on Hafsek Taira. Just to review, of course, if it's red, the halacha is the Hafsek Taira is no good. She could attempt to try to make a new Hafsek Taira immediately. Technically speaking, she could try as many times as she wants. Now, just as advice, it's not advisable to try too many times because what could occur is a certain soreness. You could create a maka, which is a there'll be dam maka there, and then it'll be difficult to make a Hafsek Taira at all because every time she goes, due to the roughness of the skin in that area, it's going to be difficult to make a Hafsek Taira. Besides, it becomes very frustrating where this is no good and it's no good again and no good again. She should attempt to make the Hafsek Taira. If the Hafsek Taira is really bad, then logic would tell you not really to try again. If it's really, really bad, that you know that it's not going to go. If it's borderline, then or it's barely no good, she could attempt to clean herself out again and make another Hafsek Taira. But again, ultimately, after a couple tries, then she should realize that if it's no good, then it's probably not kedai. It's not worthwhile to force the issue, but rather wait until the next day. Now, if you have a shaila, she could make the Hafsek Taira, and then if it's borderline and she's not sure, she could attempt to make it again. And of course, the one that will count will be the later Hafsek Taira. That's the one that you want to show the Rav. If a woman makes a Hafsek Taira, which was, let's say, good, borderline, then she attempts to make a second one. Well, if that second one is no good, then the first one could have been good, but it's not going to help because, again, you're always going to go by the later one and a half Hafsek Taira. So if one is borderline, then she can attempt to make another one, and if that's also borderline, then the one that you'll show the Rav will be the later one. The color is, of course, red is a problem. If it's white, then it's or yellow, then it's not a problem. The big shilas are when they are brown or sometimes gold. Certain like gold type of color, a very strong yellow or leaning toward a strong yellow, which is gold, and sometimes orangey or pink, those get a little bit tricky, and those are the ones that you want to show. And again, to reiterate a point we made last week, on a mara, which is from a bedika, the size doesn't make a difference. In other words, if there's a red spot on the bedika cloth, then it's no good. Even though it's less than a gris. The shear of a gris, that's only by a kesem. If a woman finds on her underwear or something like that, or on her sheet, then that's a kesem. Then you get into the issue of size and makabel tumah and so on. But as far as the din of a bedika, that the size makes no difference. But one thing is, if you see a very, very, very tiny red spot, it's sometimes very often worthwhile showing a rav anyway, because sometimes the little red really isn't red, or sometimes a rav will look at it and determine that that's only a thread, or determine that it's perhaps something external, something different. So again, red is generally a problem, but if it's very, very small, then it's worthwhile showing it. And again, while you are in the shaila, she should continue as if it was good. In other words, if she makes Hafsek Taira and you don't know what the status is, and you're going to show it to a Rav, and it's going to take time until tomorrow morning or the next day or whatever, then halacha is she should consider herself as if she is in Shiva Nikiyim, and therefore she should wear white and go through all the dinim that we're going to see in a moment. I had a shaila this week, which a woman was in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim, and she thought something was no good based on her determination that it was no good, and she gave up on Shiva Nikiyim. She said, well, it's not good. And then on the telephone, that, and again, I didn't see it, but in speaking with her, that really could have been good because it was something that she was on a, it was on a tissue. Or I forgot the exact case, but my point is that because this happened on Monday, and because it was on Monday, it was already Wednesday. The fact that she had already said no good, it's over. Then if we would have determined retroactively that it was good, it wouldn't have helped. Because we would say you have to be noyeg, you have to be in the days of Shiva Nikiyim. If you've considered yourself out of the parsha, then the term is used mesiach das. You've like given up. You're not in the. You're not conscious of what's going on. I mean, literally, a woman is conscious during the Shiva Nikiyam, consciously, subconsciously, that she is in Shiva Nikiyam. Once she removes herself, then she's out of the parasha. So again, it's always, you know, worthwhile until you show it to the Rav. You want to go ahead and consider yourself as if you are in Shiva Nikiyam. Now, after the Hefsek Taira, she does a Meich Dachuk. A Meich Dachuk is, the Shulchan Aruch says, La'olam yilamid adam b'seich beisai, shetehei b'dekes b'yayim Hefsek Tairasa b'Meich Dachuk. It should be a custom in one's home that the woman, she should do a Hefsek, after the Hefsek Taira, she should do a Meich Dachuk. A Meich Dachuk is where she takes a b'dika cloth and she inserts it for the period of Ben Hashmashas. And that would be from sunset, and she should probably put it in a couple, two minutes before sunset, so that it's in right at Shkia, and it stays in for the period of Ben Hashmashas. L'chadchila, we would say Ben Hashmashas is 42 minutes, which is the L'chadchila number of how we treat Ben Hashmashas when it comes to most halachas. If a person is knowing, let's say Shabbos, to wait 72 minutes, they do not have to wait 72 minutes here. By Meich Dachuk, that's a chumrah of Shabbos based on Rabbi Tam, but one does not have to be machmir over here more than 42 minutes. If it's difficult, this is an important halacha, if it's difficult, you could shorten that period of time, because the Meich Dachuk is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, but b'di'evan, under most circumstances, if one completely skips the Meich Dachuk, b'di'evan, it's okay. In other words, if a woman went ahead this afternoon and 4:30 went ahead and made a Hefsek Taira, and it was good, and then she forgot to make the Meich Dachuk, or she was too late by the time she realized, or whatever, then the halacha is b'di'evan, without a Meich Dachuk is good. There is an exception to that rule, and that is if it was a day where there was dam, then according to many opinions, then even b'di'evan, one would need a Meich Dachuk. So it's not really so relevant, because that would be if a woman saw a re'iya on, let's say today, this morning, and then tried to make a bedikah this afternoon, then you would have to have a Meich Dachuk. But as we know, you need 5 days. So therefore, if a woman saw dam this morning, then she generally is not in a position to be making a Hefsek Taira today. It's not going to happen because A, she can't physically, B, she needs 5 days. And even if it's a case where she didn't need the 5 days because she was an Avelis, as we said last week, still it's not very common that a woman sees dam on one day and wants to make a Hefsek Taira that afternoon. So therefore, realistically, it's very rare that we would say that you have to have the Meich Dachuk. And therefore, because you don't have to have the Meich Dachuk, it's a din in Shulchan Aruch that b'di'evan does not have to be there. The halacha is that we could shorten that time and say if it's difficult for the woman that 42 minutes is too long, then the halacha is she could shorten it based on the other opinions of Ben Hashmashas all the way down to approximately 18 minutes. And that's the sheet of the Gra. The Gra held the Ben Hashmashas was much shorter, and therefore b'di'evan, if it's too difficult, then she could go ahead and shorten that period of time. She would put it in a minute before Shkia, keep it in for, let's say, 18 minutes, and then she would take it out. That could be relevant if it's difficult for her to make the Meich Dachuk, let's say after she had a baby, or let's say she tried to have Hefsek Taira Meich Dachuk on Sunday and it was no good, then she tried again on Monday and it was no good, and now this is her third day and it's already getting sore, then we would tell her, listen, it's already difficult, so shorten the period of Meich Dachuk, and sometimes we'll even tell her to not do the Meich Dachuk at all. And that, again, would be in consultation with a Rav to determine that in this particular circumstance, she does not need a Meich Dachuk, or we can go ahead and shorten the period of time. Yeah?
Since where you said where you do need a Meich Dachuk, if let's say she's during time, the Kiyam, doesn't see that and there's blood. So are you saying in that type of situation?
Yeah, I think from my understanding, the halacha is where there was a real dam. In other words, there was a flow of dam. If there's a bedika, then that's a whole shaila as to whether or not, you know, there's always a chashad that there was a re'iyah, and in that case, you would probably want to try to make sure the Meich Dachuk is done. But pashtus, it seems to be that, in other words, the raya is if a woman doesn't have Hefsek Taira once and it's no good, and then, right, it's no good, then she does another one, the Hefsek Taira is good, we don't say that the Meich Dachuk is ma'akev. So it seems to be that there has to be some flow of dam in order to fit into this din, and again, even that case where there's a flow is also a whole halacha. But we generally say there, b'di'evan, she would have to actually have that. Now, the Shiva Nikiyam, of course, go for 7 days, and again, basically, they begin after the Hefsek Taira, and they continue for 7 days. So as again to reiterate the days, if a woman did Hafsek Tara this afternoon, it's Tuesday, then her Shiva Nikiyam will begin, and the Shiva Nikiyam will begin Wednesday, will be the first day. And technically they begin with the Hafsek Tara, right, at Ben Hashmashes, the Mechtochok, then she begins the Shiva Nikiyam, and it'll be Wednesday through Tuesday, and again her Leil Tefillah will be the same night as the Hafsek Tara. Now, during the Shiva Nikiyam, a woman is nayig various halachas. First of all, it's important to note that the woman is still tameya. There are no chilukim in halacha between, as far as Hilchas Nida is concerned, there are no chilukim whatsoever between a woman during when she's seeing dam and during Shiva Nikiyam. She's asura either way. There are two minhagim that are noheg, and this is really Yardei Din and an Archayim Din, and that is a woman is knowing, there is a minig that a woman l'chachila don't go to a Beis HaKvaris when she is a Nida. That halacha though is again, it's a minig in Klal Yisrael, it's not an Isser and so on and so forth, and therefore B'Shas HaChak, let's say it's the day of the art side of the family is going, the halacha is there, we would say she could go, but just Tam, let's say in Elul, people are knowing to visit Kever Avos, so she should not pick the day of Kever Avos, the day when she is seeing. That halacha applies to when she's seeing. That halacha does not apply when she's Temeya, and therefore, if she wants to go to the Beis HaKvaris during Elul, she should schedule it, not when she, the 3 or 4 or 5 days that she's seeing, she should, but Shiva Nikiyam, the halacha is she could. That minig does not apply during that time. Now, she's 100% Temeya. During Shiva Nikiyam, she will do 2 bedikas a day. One bedika is in the morning, and 1 bedika is in the afternoon before Shkia. Now, the day here, we're all familiar with the definition of day in halacha. In our chayim, we have all sorts of halachas of when you can daven, and when you can put on talis and tefillin, and when you can lay in the Megillah, and so on and so forth. When it comes to Hilchas Nida, it's a very simple calculation. It's Shkia is the end of the day. Neitz HaChama is the beginning of the day. Sunrise is the beginning of the day. We don't use Alois HaShachar, we don't use dawn as the period of time. We use Neitz HaChama, and therefore the bedika of the Shiva Nikiyam should be after Neitz HaChama, and before Shkia. One important point, especially in the winter time, and very often people overlook this, and that is that Neitz HaChama this week is at about 7:25. In fact, in Baltimore, it gets as late as the end of October, which is even a trickier time. People don't think the end of October is late Neitz HaChama, but before we change the clock back, it actually could be later than in the end of December and beginning of January. I think Neitz HaChama could be as late as 7:32, maybe 7:33. And therefore, if a woman gets up, she has a regular schedule, her alarm clock goes up at 7:15, and whether she's getting the kids off to school, or she's going to work, or whatever, she will, in the morning, wash an egelvasser, go to the bathroom, and do her bedika. That's part of her schedule for 7 days. The problem is, she's doing the bedika at 7:20, which is morning. But in the wintertime, 7:20 is too early. Again, in the end of December, beginning of January, end of October, 7:20 is still before Neitz HaChama, even though there's light outside and the husband's gone off to shul, everything, the kids are up already, everything seems to be day, but it's not day yet. So this, a person should be nizer to make sure to keep track of Neitz HaChama, especially in the wintertime when this man gets very late. If a woman missed her bedika, then... If, again, after Shkia would be too late. Now, the bedikas, one needs to do for 7 days, so it's a total of those 14, it'll come out 14 bedikas, and of course with the Hafsek Tara and the Mechtochok will be a total of 16 bedikas. Now, if a woman missed the bedika, b'di'evit is good, except the 2 bedikas which are ma'ake, which you have to have, are day 1 and day 7. You have to have the first day of bedika and the 7th day, at least one of those bedikas has to be good. Excuse me. At least you have to do both bedikas. Both of those bedikas must be done. And not at least one. You have to have both. You have to have day 1 and day 7. And again, that's b'di'evit. If a woman forgot, she forgot day 2, she forgot day 3, she forgot day 4, and all she had was day 1 and day 7, then b'di'evit, that would be good enough. And here again, you have to be careful. If your day 1 bedika was before sunrise, and then you forgot to make the bedika in the afternoon, then you don't have the day 1 bedika. So again, in particular, there's a question, should a husband remind the wife to do the bedikas, right? Is that the right thing to do? So I think that ideally on day 1 and day 7, you know, one should remind their wife, and then that's it. The rest is up to her. What's that?
1 and 7.
One and 7, you need one. One each, right? One each is enough on day 1, and one is enough on day 1, one is enough on day 7. Now, if you missed, okay, if a woman, let's say, forgot day one, then day two could become day one, which means there is no halacha that you have to have it the day after the Hefsek Taira. In other words, the Hefsek Taira was done this afternoon on Tuesday.
Today's Wednesday.
I'm sorry. Did I keep saying referring to today's Tuesday? I'm sorry. So, pretend it was Tuesday, everything I said till now. Yeah. Okay, now we'll switch to Wednesday.